This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.
There's few things the Rush Hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
When you love to just knock the top off one.
And in this Sunday session,
we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
Ah, Joey, it's been a pleasure having you on the show this week. You've done well. Well done, boy. And didn't your St Kilda connections come in handy?
Certainly did, Bill. New St Kilda coach, the Messiah, Ross Lyon, will join us as we chat about his game plan, his attitude, and his time at Triple M Footy.
Triple M Ross, of course he was. Also later on this hour, we talked about some weird rules, Rabsy, and even Joey. But don't go anywhere, because straight after this, we chat to Sir Ross Lyon.
JB and Billy are back soon.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
I feel good!
We've loved having this man bring his coaching brain to Triple M Footy.
You're never safe. I coach every week like it was my last.
Some blokes are quick, but they can't play. So
when the tide goes out, you're going to see who's wearing bathers and who's not.
But now, he's taking that brain back to the Saints.
There's no victory lap here. This is just the starting game going off.
Please welcome St Kilda coach, Ross Lyon.
Rossi, we're going to miss him here at Triple M. He was one of our favourite sons, but he's back into bigger and better things, Bill. It's where his heart lies. It's always been. And in the coaching ranks, and he gets to go back
to St
Kilda.
Once a coach, always a coach.
There is that element.
What about that one? I hadn't heard that. When the tide goes out, you can see who's wearing bathers or not. Yeah, I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah. But Ross, the title, it looks like the title's going to be unfinished business. You decide in the end, the club are able to lure you back. You've got unfinished business. And now that you're committed, how are you feeling? Now that it's all official and done, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I've got the harness, the old harness back out, dusted it off. And look, I was a little bit late for this. So I got caught up in the meeting with Robert Harvey and Damien Carroll, the development coach. So I'm starting to get stuck in, and it feels like it's all flooding back. I had a couple of meetings yesterday with Jeff Walsh, and, you know, just a lot of memories flowing back on different situations, sort of drilling into pre-season and the plan. So, look, I am excited. It was a very difficult decision because, as Lee Matthews said, you understand everything that goes with it. And look, it's to work with young people trying to achieve something special. And, you know, St Kilda have been starved of success over the last 10 years and the ultimate success for a period. Like, they played in the grand final in 97 and then obviously 09 and 10. So they've been around the mark. But we, without even commenting on what went before me, it's really, you know, I'm excited to get in and build a team and a culture and try and achieve something over time.
Yeah, everyone's very excited, Ross. Yes. So what is the first port of call? Now that you are official coach, where do you sort of focus in on right at the moment? What's the sort of most important thing for you that you're trying to get right now before sort of pre-season starts? Where are you focusing?
Yeah, with Jeff Walsh, the structure and the roles of the football department to give clarity to everyone in their role. We've, you know, we'll have another addition soon with, you know, maybe creating a role and just changing a little bit because every workplace, the foundation of mental health is clarity of role, a clear job description, because that creates autonomy and then you can get stuck into it and without, you know, stressing about am I doing, you know, what do I need to do? Am I delivering? So we're really going through everyone's role, how we want to structure up and get simplicity in the football department to create an environment that gives the best chance for the players to grow and develop.
Roscoe, Billy here, mate. You're getting the band back together. Of course, Lenny Hayes is there. You got Robert Harvey, which was a great get. Dal's there. Cozzy's there. Any room for a little Joey Montagna?
Yeah, I'm looking at the soft cap. It doesn't quite stack up to me. Here in media. Where isn't he? Like, he's Wednesday Rob, yeah. He's Monday to Friday, he's Foxtel, he's Triple M Sunday, Saturday. And then I tune in. I thought, I'll miss him Saturday morning. I'll just put it on Triple M, listen to Jay-Z Clark. And there he is again.
And guess what? He called the basketball the other night, Monday night.
Get it.
He called the basketball.
Stop it, Joey. Stop.
Just trying to feed the kids, Ross. Now, that's all.
Joey said that you were known for spraying the assistant coaches, but surely not Lenny. How could you say and have a crack at Lenny?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's enormous. He's enormous, Ross.
Well, funny you bring that up. I actually thought about that last night. I thought, I got one of my favourite sons, and then you know, Robert Harvey, who I idolise. And really Corey Enright, because I prepared for him in so many games, and he's pretty special. I was like, I need to be on my best behaviour. So I think, look, it's what you do at the start, right? So if you create, rather than just go, this is what we're doing, you give them the opportunity to blank canvas and they own it and drive it, then it's easier just to roll on together. So, look, I've matured, I've mellowed, I'm a bit cuddly now. So,
That's what someone went with, cuddly. Well, we're going to ask that, Rossy. Yeah. You know, we're liking this lighter side of Ross, but how many losses until we get grumpy Ross comes back? Where's the sort of line where maybe not so jovial Ross?
A first quarter loss.
First quarter?
Not even a game.
Not even a game.
Well, probably practice match, really.
Because, that's what everyone's asking. There's Cuddly Ross, there's Grumpy Ross, there's Triple M Ross, of course, which is
one of my favourites.
Yes. I saw that in an article. I like that, the old Triple M Ross. Now, because I assume now you'd be more understanding with the media.
It just confirmed all my thoughts, like underprepared. Fingernail deep analysis. Look, the ability to sort of provide content and the work behind the scenes that, you know, I saw on Footy Classified with Lloydie, Caro and Ed, that was incredible. And then you get the Triple M and the host and how draining it can be, that 6 hour. If anyone's listening, that Sunday rub goes for 6 hours. It's exhausting. We got to the game. Imagine how good we would have been, Joe, if we didn't have to do the 3 hours before.
Spot on.
I found respect and understanding. And I think, look, there's a perception, and that's fair enough, that I created, but behind closed doors, how I really was, I think just showing the vulnerability and the authentic self to the other side of the fence probably has some merit.
Oh, no, we love that.
Speaking of that, Ross, can you stick with us? Stick around after the break, because we just do want to take a little bit of memory lane of Ross Lyon's time at Triple M.
Triple M Ross.
More with Ross Lyon next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Under a buck, Jim. Do you understand that? See, there's a nice little double entendre.
Is that what? What, big pardon?
Ross Lyon, the new coach of the Saints, joins us. By the way, join the Saints as they march towards 2023. Call 1-300-467-246 or visit saintsmembership.com.au.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't wait. We spoke before the break. Ross was talking about his time at Triple M, and there's a lot of talk that people loved him in the media, some of the stuff that we've got in the archives, we want to take a listen to the not-so-best of Ross Lyon.
Goes to three.
Sorry, I had the cough button.
Mitchell.
Yeah. You called it, Joey. Pepper Powell or Powell Pepper.
I'll get this right eventually. Powell Pepper.
I'd murder a cheeseburger.
It's Melbourne getting the job done over Adelaide, currently up by 28 points. 6-4-40, currently leading Adelaide 1-6-12 midway through the second
quarter.
You
want to know what that noise in the background? That was Ross devouring a thick shake.
Triple M Foxtel scoreboard, 4K Ultra HD.
Wow, it was great.
This one, watch
pressure. Sorry.
Ross, we're pumping him up. He still hasn't quite realised with his special comments when someone's lining up for goal, it's probably time to zip it.
I thought he kicked it. Mate.
Well, he has now, and our audience understands he's kicked the goal now, Ross.
Sorry, I was the laid-down Mazaire fans. It was a 50. Was
but
there are
people
out
on the wireless. They can't see that, Rossy.
Look, I'm a rookie. Just, you know, give me some support. Lead me through.
Just stop talking for a moment, Ross.
Oh, Bill, I think he's gone back to his natural calling now as a coach, because he loved it. He was great in the media, Ross. We loved your time. Did you enjoy Triple M? Did you love your time at the Triple M?
How's that radio craft? I did. It was both shows were different, like the television and Footy Classified and the Sunday Rub. Look, it was very blokey, so we were on the edge a little bit at times. But, there's a few favourite moments. You know, Howie, when he said, you know, like, Sam Mitchell's this incredible coach, have a listen to this. It was very ordinary. And we slaughtered him. And then what else was there? The quiz was always a battle that, you know, my favourite when, you know, the lead in, the hook where, Duck would talk about, you know, and you can smell it's a beautiful day and smell the clippings off the lawn and you're playing on a wake on. You know, and I love Duck's confidence. Like, he was the greatest ever. So, I really enjoyed that. And look, the craft of, and how he took it so seriously and dominated, and we just take over in the end. So, and then Brownie coming in, I thought him and Joe were incredible, you know, like, how he the teamwork, there was no, like, there's plenty of, everyone had a big ego, but we sort of gelled and supported each other. Like, the pies at halftime were a beauty. We used to fight to the death for them.
Murder a cheeseburger.
And then the time, I learn early. I have one really late night before I come in one day. I walk in with 2 litres of Gatorade. It was longest 6 hours of my life.
About the time when you rode the bike and didn't have a helmet and the cops came.
Oh, right. Story time with Ross.
Story time with Ross.
Truth or lying.
Truth or lying. There's a couple of funny stories there. So, we had some great footy this year, but and then even getting there on time was. I remember one day I think I walked in with a second to go.
You did. Well,
it's always a trepidation. Was you weren't going to send you through an underground car park? because I thought you found out where you ranked, whether you were getting one or not.
Yeah, so, exactly. Ross had a car park for 8 weeks before he realised he had the car park.
We were all catching the train in. Ross had the car park.
Hey, another beauty was duck tuning out after half time.
Oh, yeah.
On those dud games, he was thinking about where he was going.
He was organising himself to have a drink after it.
So, Ross, it might be still a tad early, but Saints fans, what can they expect from the team this year? I know you're still just trying to figure out and you're going to let Lenny and Corey and the guys come up with a game plan, but, I mean, we know under you what a St Kilda team expects, but for the Saints fans that are listening, what do you think they can expect from the team next year?
Oh, no, 4-3.
Oh, no, that's the old Ross.
Yeah, old Ross.
That's the myth.
That bloke's gone.
Yeah, that's the myth.
Look, we really do want to, the design of the game, and the stand rule has changed the game for the better. There's no doubt about that and opened it up. So the opportunity's there. I think a few clubs are slow to take it and a few clubs really took it to really attack and surge and go. We've identified we can really run. We're just speaking to Damien Carroll then. He sees some real opportunity to sort of improve or take a slightly different direction and really leverage off that running. Mm-hmm. So we do want to be – ultimately, you need to be top four attack and defence. And look, fundamentally, I think we've got a team defence that can defend without controlling the ball in hand. Because if you go back to 09 and 10 and the Dockers, it wasn't about controlling the ball. So – We think we can defend off quick ball movement, so we're going to try and combine that. We know there's more than one gear, but we just want to bring a level of consistency, to be truthful. Like, and our fans and members walk around saying, "Go, gee, we compete," and we go to the end. So, and earn some respect in the competition because I feel like, and maybe not fairly, it's not there.
Yeah, nah, we know you're going to get consistent effort with this team. My two bob's worth, Rossi, I reckon throw Jack Sinclair into the midfield. I reckon he's ready to go as a midfielder. He's dominated halfback. That's my two bob's worth. But everyone at Triple M wants to thank you, Ross, for your time at Triple M. That's on behalf of everyone. So thank you, and we look forward to watching your third stint as a coach, and hopefully you get that second flag for the Saints.
Very generous words. Thank you. I love my time on the M's.
Well done.
Bye, guys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You shouldn't take the mickey out of people that can't talk properly. The dyslexia.
Hey, Billy, I don't know if you saw this today, but just a little bit of frustration from one of our stars, a Grammy Award winner, Kings of Leon member Nathan Followill. Do you know him?
Yeah. Plays for the Kings of Leon.
Yes, that's right.
Yep.
He took to Twitter to slam the bucket list golf course that he wanted to play in Sydney.
Yeah.
Because there's a no tattoo policy.
No.
So he went there to play. It was on his bucket list. It's been his dream. He wouldn't name the Sydney golf course, but he went there to play. And when he got there, they turned him and said, "You need to cover up all your tattoos if you want to be able to play at this golf course."
He's the drummer of the Kings of Leon, by the way.
He is.
So there's a picture of Nathan here, okay? Not too bad tattoos. He's got a couple on his, one on his bicep, one on his wrist or there. He's got none on his neck or face. Like, it's not the worst tattoos I've ever seen.
No, but that's right.
So you've got to cover them up. That's what this golf course, prestige golf
basically
course.
Basically, all these fans are saying it's a real old fuddy-duddy golf course with all these archaic rules that you have to cover up. Because tattoos are now, let's be honest, Bill, it's part of life. Everyone's got a tattoo these days.
Well, I haven't. Have you?
No, I haven't got one either.
And you haven't?
No.
That's three. Well, we've been the three only blokes in. I was having a look at Ray Johns.
He's got some good ones.
I know. But everyone's got a tattoo, so surely. And so he's cracked it. He said, "Welcome to the 1950s.
Yes.
That's what he wrote. Good on him.
Thinks it's an old, outdated rule. So it got us thinking, didn't it?
It did.
About some outdated rules, Bill.
Righto.
Some outdated rules that were like ridiculous that we need to move on, move past.
Exactly.
And like, you said you had a couple.
Well, I did. I found some. Actually, Whitney found these. But do you know it's an offence to fly a kite in Victoria?
What?
In public space in Victoria, you can't fly a kite.
Otherwise, what happens? What,
you get a fine, $777.
Where do you fly a kite then? In your backyard?
I don't know where you're allowed to fly a kite. You're not allowed to do vacuuming before 7 a.m. in Victoria.
Oh, that's not a rule.
That is a rule.
That's just the next door neighbour's rule.
No, no. But there's a maximum fine of $18,000 if you do the vacuuming before 7 a.m.
What?
Homing pigeons. You're not allowed.
Not the homing pigeons.
Hang on, let me read this one. Yeah, just talk while I read this one.
The vacuum, that when you used to drink on a Saturday, your mum used to vacuum real early on a Sunday just to, as a bit of a payback.
Yeah, that's right. Still in bed.
What about the homing pigeons?
Tell us the homing pigeons.
I'll tell you what you're not allowed to do.
No, what are the homing pigeons?
I can't be stopped. But any person entering upon enclosed land or premises for purpose of kill, kill or wound or disable them. Sorry.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. I probably should have read that. But also, you're not allowed to do business with pirates.
Again, that's probably fair.
That's probably fair enough. But there are some weird and wonderful laws. So 133353, Hence. What's the phone topic?
What are some outdated rules that need to be scrapped?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's what stuffs Bill, Nath. He can't, you understand
Give
what
me
happens.
Some strategicness of it.
Bill, before the break, we were chatting about just some silly or ridiculous or outdated rules and laws that we just think, well, come on, who are we kidding?
That's
so
right.
Did you find a couple from around the world?
I did, around the
and
world.
These are true, by the way. These are true laws.
Do you know it's illegal to hike naked in Switzerland?
No.
You get $100 for your bare bottom walk.
Well, you know, you spoke about you're not allowed to harm the homing pigeons.
Yes, fair enough.
Well, you know, in Venice, Italy, you're not allowed to feed the pigeons. It's actually illegal to feed the pigeons. If you get busted doing that, you get fined.
Feed the chooks?
Do you feed the chooks?
What about this? Don't wear your Winnie the Pooh T-shirt in Poland. You know why?
Why?
Because Winnie the Pooh doesn't wear pants. So you're not allowed to wear your T-shirt. That's in Poland.
That's stupid. And this one in Scotland is true. It's illegal to ride a cow while drunk. That makes sense. It was an 1872 law that still exists
now. How many
now?
Scottish blokes do you reckon on the pitch would have jumped on a cow?
Hey.
So we're asking stupid, weird, old rules, of course, and we go to Ballarat and talk to Robert. G'day, Rob.
Morning, afternoon. How are we?
Even afternoon. It's
nearly evening.
Yeah, 19 minutes to five. Rob, you're nearly off to bed, but tell us a stupid, weird, old rule.
You're not allowed to change a light globe. You need an electrician.
Mm. Is that technically a rule?
Yes.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah, look it up. You're not allowed to.
That's why I do it, Bill. See, I call the electrician.
Jim. Joe, you just change
the
light.
That's why I call Hire a Hubby.
Make sure the PowerPoint's off and just change it.
No, you're not allowed. It's in the rule.
All right.
Sarah from Vermont. G'day, Sarah. What's a silly rule that you know?
You're not allowed to wear your slippers out on the footpath.
No.
True.
Where? Hang on. Wearing slippers outside was illegal in Queensland, but was repealed in 2004.
It would be repealed, but yes.
Yeah. It used to be considered a sign of a person's intention to engage in robbery.
That's strange, but that's actually a true law.
What if you're just going to get Uber Eats?
Well, imagine that. You walk down the street in slippers, you get fined.
Yeah, Rajon. Yeah. He had socks and thongs, the old socks.
The old sandals. Yes, he did. Thong. Very good.
So that's probably not correct anymore, Sarah. Sorry.
Adrian, you're there. Adrian's got a bit of a contentious one. What's a rule that you think's outdated we need to scrap, Adrian?
Yeah, I reckon wearing collars in the MCC members. I think we've all moved on from that.
You reckon we're past that?
Yeah, I reckon so. Every other part of the ground you can wear what you like, but MCC members, you won't get in without a collar.
Mm. Collar, righto. So T-shirt with a collar? Yes.
Yes.
And no ripped...
That would be a polo shirt.
And no ripped jeans, I think, Adrian, too.
Yeah, that's right. And that's fair enough. Ripped jeans, fair enough. But the collar, I think we can do without the collar anymore. Yeah.
You know what has gone, by the way? The suit with the tie. Hasn't the tie just gone now?
Yeah, the tie has gone.
It's gone.
It's good for us.
G-A-W-N.
Gone.
Gone.
Very good.
Mm. Brendan's there in Churnside Park. G'day, Brendo.
Hey, guys. How are we?
What do you got for us, Brendo?
So it's still legal to have a wee on the front wheel of your car on the driver's side in Victoria because it goes back to the horse and cart days.
So you can do it with the back wheels and the passenger side?
No. Front wheel of your driver's side.
Wow.
Everywhere else you'll get charged.
Oh.
There you go.
What that? I can't believe that. How many times have you done that?
Heaps.
That, surely if it was in your driveway, you could do it. Could you? Brendo?
You can do it wherever you want, mate.
Righto. Mm. There you go.
There you go.
Well done. Nice. I'm confused. This. We're learning.
Is he saying we can't do it or we can't?
He's saying you can only do it on the front driver's side wheel.
Right. Not anywhere else.
Why didn't he say that?
He did.
Alex, what rule do you want to see scrapped?
G'day, lads. It's not really a law as such, but the hit the post ruling footy's a bit silly, I reckon.
It's been there for 150 years.
It has, but it's a lot harder to do the kick and a goal, and you get less points for it.
Mm. What do you think about it? If it goes through, hits like Tomahawks in the 09 grand final when the Cats beat the Saints, should that be a goal?
Yeah, I reckon play on. Play on, just like every other sport. In the rugby, if it comes back into play, play on. Yeah, fair game.
It's a good point, Alex, but we'll upset too many of the traditionalists. Yeah. There's already enough rule changes. That's probably not one anytime soon we need to change.
What about when it used to hit the post and bounce back into play? Did you like that?
Yeah, it was not bad. I don't reckon it would make any difference. I'm open to rule changes. There's a lot of people though that don't like rule changes.
No.
What about the last one? We'll get the Mark in Seaford. Mark, you got the last one. What's a ridiculous law that you know?
Hold up, mate. Just getting down off my cow to put my beer down. apparently in Texas, it's illegal to own more than 6 vibrators.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
6 is the maximum.
Why would you want 6?
Oh, that's a good question. I couldn't tell you.
Variety,
I guess.
A lot of strange laws in Texas, though.
There is. So. Yeah, I remember Rui come back and... What, you couldn't shoot a
buffalo from the second floor of a building or something? It was something real weird.
Over
there. Nah, the 6 vibrators one, it's not an issue.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And lady with glasses.
Oh, no.
Since 2000, Australia has seen some unforgettable sporting moments.
It's gone for it. There it is.
And a champion becomes a legend. He's got the fair goal.
Our next guest has ranked the top 20. Please welcome Mark Beretta.
Hi, yes, Joey. Let me introduce this man. He's from Geelong. Very good Geelong boy. He's a TV host. He's a water ski champion times 10, if you don't mind. Journalist. He's done it all. He's been in the game 32 years. Mark Beretta, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Gentlemen, good to be with you. Good to see you, Billy. You're looking fit and young as ever, mate.
Well, not really. I'm a bit old and a bit fat, but that's all right. but also now we can add author. I know you had another little book there, but you've got a nice little book here, mate. Tell us about it.
I sat down during COVID mainly for a bit of fun, to make a list of what I thought were the best sporting moments. And the list grew and grew, to be honest. And then I had a chat to some people about, you know, what we were doing, and the publisher got in touch and said, look, why don't you turn it into a book and make it 20? And I thought, geez. So then I had the task of trying to squeeze it down to 20 and then to rank them from 1 to 20. So it was a lot. It took me probably 6 months, because I'd wake up in the morning and I'd go, nah, that's all wrong. And I'd throw some out and put some in and change the order again. Over 6 months, I maybe got it roughly in the right order.
Not bad. Well, you know what the Aussies do? We do bat above our average. There's no doubt about that.
Here and
overseas, per capita and all that. And even some of the things that happen overseas. So we start at, we'll go through a few, but what's number 20, Joey boy?
Oh, number 20 was the Women's World Cup.
Yes, that's right.
The Women's T20 World Cup.
We smashed 100. Who? Healy, wasn't it? She smashed 100.
Yeah, Lissa Healy had a ripping night out. That moment stand out. And what I tried to do was grab the moments that really impacted the Australian public, that made people just stop and watch and take away a great memory. And that was a changing moment, not only for women's cricket, but for women's sport. Oh, and in this country, to have a sellout at the MCG,
95,000
for a final, absolutely.
Right,
it was massive. Katy Perry sang that night.
Yep.
You know, the whole spectacle was incredible, and the match was fantastic, and the Australian win was brilliant, and you know, that was a beauty.
Well, the one that stands out to me, number 9, John Aloisi, the penalty goal to get us in the world, because it's one of those ones where you remember where you are.
Took his
shirt off. I was at Fraser Gehrig's house. He was hosting a bit of a party, having a few beers with a few Saints boys, and we can remember going mad, like jumping up and down in the living room. So that's one of my favourites, Bill. What about yours? What's one of your favourites?
Well, let's get to number three, because we've got a bit of audio here, and it is Adam Scott, Joey.
There you go.
The first Aussie to win the US Masters.
There it is, Adam Scott. A life changer.
Unbelievable, magical moment. He is now officially the Wizard of Oz.
We can all picture that too in the dark. Yes. He does that big celebration. Very, very special moment. Well, I liked number two, and I reckon this is one of Barrett's favourites. Yeah. Clearly, White made number two because it's right down his wheelhouse. Yeah. Cadel Evans winning the Tour de France.
This is the winning ride of the Tour de France. Bet your boots on it. Cadel Evans cannot be beaten now. He is over a minute to the good. He's won the Tour de France.
Oh, how good was that, eh? And a Geelong boy, Bowen Heads boy.
Yeah, and I think, look, the moment that cemented that was, remember when he came home to Melbourne and they had the reception in Fed Square.
Yep.
And I don't know, there must have been 20, 30,000 people that turned up there in yellow shirts and, you know, just got involved that day. And that's made Cadel a legend. And I think his backstory too, I talk about a story in the book. And the great thing about it was I went back to a lot of these athletes and had spent some time at length with them, just going through the moments and what they remember. And, you know, for most of them, it was really rare that they'd revisited the moment.
Yeah.
Quite often they don't watch it. They've never looked back at it, or they haven't seen it very often. And they haven't talked about it in depth that much.
So Adam Scott, number three, Cadel Evans, number two. But number one of Mark Barretta's, his new book, The Greatest Moments in Australian Sport, is this.
Well, he's had a rock and rolling season.
Have you changed my order, Bill?
There it is, the goal after the siren against Footscray. Well done, Brett. I didn't think it'd be number one, but well done.
There goes the sales of the book, Brett. No one's buying the book now.
That's gold.
That can't be true.
That's gold. How did you know? That's what I really wanted to do, Bill. You're right.
Yeah. No, number one is this. Who would ever forget this?
Freeman runs up to her. Mary inside. Kathy lifting. Goes up to Graham. Takes the lead. Looks the winner. Crawls away from Graham and Mary. This is a famous victory. A magnificent performance. What a legend. What a champion.
Yeah, fair enough there. That was unbelievable. We all watched that. Did you actually speak to her?
Yeah, I did. And I was with her 4 years before in Atlanta in 96 when she got the silver medal. And this is why this story was, I thought, was so special. I was there when she met her mum in the stand after her race.
Yep.
And she said to her mum, I'm sorry, I only got the silver. And we've all just gone, really? But she said, I promise you I'll get the gold in Sydney.
Oh.
I don't think we've ever had an Australian athlete who has performed under that much pressure. And delivered. And, you know, that is just, I don't think there's any argument about that moment. There might be about other ones, but I reckon that one, no one says, no, I've got another one to top that. There's none better.
No, well done, Brett. Yeah. And where can we find this magnificent book?
Online. In all the best and all the really cheap bookshops as well, Billy.
Mark Barretta's Greatest Moments in Australian Sport. It's available from today as well, boys.
Yeah, worth getting. Good Christmas present, I reckon, Bill. It's a beauty.
He's a good Geelong boy. Well done, Brett. Thank you very much.
Good on you, legends. Great to chat, boys. Thank you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Could you bring in a interpreter?
Sorry, Bill.
Interpreter. Can you bring in someone that can speak his language?
A couple of lucky people are actually going to stay the night at the MCG, Joey.
How good is this, Rabsy? So some cricket fans will have the opportunity to spend the night in a private box that's turned into a luxury hotel suite at the MCG for the T20 World Cup final on Sunday, November 13. So the private suite, it's got a master suite, a modern kitchen, living space, obviously uninterrupted views of the ground.
Mm.
And it's only going to cost $30.
$30?
So, yes, but here's the catch, Bill.
What is it?
So it's open to the first and fastest person to book Friday, 9 a.m. through booking.com. So it's the first person to get through. So I'm not sure how that's going to work. At 8:59 and 59 seconds, there'll be a heap of people on their computer ready to hit send. And the first person to get through will get that for $30 to go and spend the whole day and the night sleepover at a luxury suite at the MCG the night of the T20 final. How good's that?
You've got a little curtain there you can just pull back at night, shall we?
Well, you might just have to wait till everyone leaves.
Oh, and then you're allowed to go down to the pitch.
I'm not sure whether they'd let you access onto the oval, but you don't know.
So you and your partner, it's a pop-up accommodation thing at the MCG.
Yes, one-off thing.
It's got all the good gear there. You watch the cricket on the couch or maybe in bed.
On the bed, if you want.
In bed. And away you go for $30. Yeah. First and fastest person tomorrow. That is humble. I've never heard that. They've never done that before.
Never done that before. No.
Where would you? And we might throw it open, actually.
Oh, take some
for
calls.
The Rush Hour family.
Right.
Just do a little quick one. 133353.
Somewhere a bit random.
Where would you like to stay in the world?
Mm-hmm.
Not the MCG, somewhere
you
else.
You know what? I would love to stay for a night. Where I would love to stay.
Where?
In like a safari reserve, with all the wild, but in somewhere where I'm pretty safe. Like, yes. I'm not talking like a tent. I'm meaning like somewhere where I'm like safe and high and got some security guards.
And we did that in the jungle. Before we went to the actual jungle, we were stayed in South Africa at one of those parks. Magnificent.
Could you hear the animal? Like, could you hear wildlife and all that?
And there was a pond down just right in front of us.
Did you get a bit scared?
No, because it was security. There's blokes walking around and... No, or just plastic guns. But there's giraffes in walking around the garden. Yeah.
Is that pretty
beautiful
cool?
Animal, the giraffe. Beautiful.
Don't get him started on giraffes.
Do you like giraffes?
Well, yes and no. They're supermodels when they walk, and then they can't drink or eat. One fell over the other day. Daisy sent me a photo of it, drinking water and then fell over.
In what country?
In South Africa.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Where were you? Where were you?
Namibia. Namibia it was. Yeah. Let's talk to Matt. Matty, where would you like to stay?
Yeah, straight up. Go Mount Everest. You're on top of the world. Well, wouldn't you want to go there?
Oh. Yeah, man, that would be pretty
cool.
But
how do you get there?
That's the question.
You're not going to climb, are you?
No, you just fly, I guess. I don't know. You'll figure it out.
I like that, Matty. Just to get a chopper to the top of Mount Everest and stay there for like a night. That would be unbelievable.
Windy. And the day you're staying there, you know, highest peak in the world, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bill goes, like it's windy. You'd be indoors, Bill. We're talking about some sort of luxury suite. You're not just going to sleep outside.
Oh, it'd be cold.
Turn the heating on.
Just go out the veranda and have a little wee. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
No.
Joshy's there in Wagga Wagga. So good they named it twice. Joshy?
How you going? The Eureka sky deck on that glass floor thing. Put a bed in there.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't want to be scared of heights.
No. Have you been on it, Josh?
I have, yeah.
And you like it?
No.
Oh, but you want to stay there?
Well, I'll be asleep, so it'll be fine.
Imagine you get up in the middle of the night. Well, you'd be right. Can you, Joshy? And Adrian. Adrian, how are you?
Adrian.
G'day, boys. You know what I'd really love to stay? One of those spooky castles in Transylvania where Dracula used to live.
No.
Oh, that's cool.
No. Spooky.
Yeah.
Ghosts.
Ghosts and
goats.
What's going on with you at the moment?
You obviously like scary movies, Adrian.
Well, yeah, I do, yeah. And it's Halloween as well, so it's quite appropriate for right about now.
Good one.
Righto. Up next, something.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tribunal news.
Oh, no.
Tribunal.
No, have a third go at it.
Tribunal.
Ursula Carlson joins us.
You've done it all. You're a panelist on The Masked Singer. You've done that. A regular on Have You Been Paying Attention? You've got your own Netflix stand-up one-hour special. You've got a podcast.
That's right.
You're a busy woman.
I'm trying my hand at everything. Everything.
And what are you good at?
Laundry. The other stuff that I'm good at is driving. I'm a really good driver. Like, really? I don't think a lot of people will own up to, they think they are good drivers, but they are not. Mm-hmm. I took a couple of courses of those advanced driving courses. I'm really good at driving.
Yeah. So could you drop, like, in a car race?
Yeah.
Like, that good?
Yeah, that good.
Bathurst?
That good, I reckon.
Could you go to Bathurst? Brunner.
Yeah. Well, no, technically I couldn't because I can't fit into those overalls. those roll cages they have in the car is pretty tight. Like, I'm not climbing in through any window anytime soon. But if they ever... allow a Kia Carnival to race at Bathurst.
Oh, yes. That's
my clear my schedule, I'm in.
So tell us about the stand-up, the Just Know, because you will be touring next year at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Then you're going all around Australia. Tell us a little bit about the stand-up.
Well, so this show, I started writing it because, you know, off the back of all of these lockdowns and all of this, you know, people's opinions and people's everything, I just thought we're getting to a point where everyone is so fatigued of other people. We're fatigued of their opinions, of their views, in life, of their hobbies, of their cooking. Even, like, I got so angry at my neighbour because at the end of all the lockdown, she offered me a sourdough starter and some kombucha snot or whatever they call that stuff that float on top of the water to make kombucha. She goes, would you like some? I'm like, no, I would not like any of that. She goes, it used to be my grandmother's starter. Like, it's been in her family for hundreds of years. I go, that sounds disgusting. Put it in the bin. I don't want any of that stuff. I'm just, it's a no from me. Yeah. And there's so many things now that I go, no, I'm not into it. just get rid of it. So I thought I'm going to write a show about all of my experiences during this time and just in my life in general, because I travel so much that I've come across so many interesting things that have happened in life and also frightening things that have become core memories for me that I cannot get out of my brain. And I thought, why am I the only one suffering with this information? I need to write a show and share that with the rest of the world.
So you're encouraging everyone to say, just no.
Yeah. Enough is enough.
And you love doing the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Coming up, it is a great time. You love doing that.
Yeah, I love it. You know what? Like the first few years that I came to Melbourne was only during the Melbourne Comedy Festival. And then once I started doing Have You Been Paying Attention, I looked around and I'm like, where's all the posters? Where are all these comedians that smell funky giving out flyers during the festival? I need these people here. But yeah, I love it. I love coming back every year for the festival. It's the only festival I still do.
Right. Oh, wow. There you go. Wow. Very good. Well, we'll be very lucky to have you here touring next year, and then you're going to travel around the rest of Australia. Not to Geelong, though, Bill.
No, I'll tell you that. Have you been there?
I haven't heard great things actually. But also it's not that far, is it? Like, no, isn't it just
70 km?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, when people go, why don't you go? I got tricked by the Australian people.
Yeah.
I did a gig in Narrawarren.
Narry Warren.
Two shows in Narry Warren. I thought it was far out.
Why were you there?
It's a suburb. Yeah. I thought I was doing a gig in a parking lot. Yeah. And they go, you can stay over. And when I looked on the map, I go, oh, I'm driving back. Yeah. I'm not staying here at Kmart.
It's there.
Yeah. I'm like, I got tricked and I will not be tricked. And when I walked out, I'm like, where am I? Where are you people? Why are we here? You are too lazy to drive to Melbourne. And so my message to the people of Geelong, to the people of Narrawarren, get in your cars and come explore your own backyard and come and visit Melbourne and see some other shows.
Come and see you.
You can grab tickets from today for Ursula's shows, livenation.com.au, not only the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, but of course in Brisbane, Hobart, Adelaide and all around Australia.
Before we let you go, Ursula, we always finish the show. Billy does one of his really lame bad dad jokes. Have you got a really lame sort of dad joke that we can finish with?
I like when I'm driving with kids or with anyone in the car, you just point at any livestock and you go, they just recently won a massive award. They just, you know, like really special cows. Yeah. And like, really? Oh, yeah. And you go, yeah, they're outstanding in their field. And I get that, yeah.
That's shit. See, Bill? That's the stuff we like.
Yeah. One is she didn't say a sheep in New Zealand.
Well, I didn't want to insult your wife.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We must have better radio.
Bill, it's amazing how often people ask me now that they know that we hang out a bit. Is Billy really that much of a nuffy? Can he really not talk in real life, or does he just put it on for radio?
And what do you say?
I say, no, he's a genuine nuffy.
No, you
who
do
can't
not.
Talk. Yes, I do.
We went away together. I know.
And you proved it. And then what I did, we spend the week together, we do the radio craft, and I would have thought, after how many years you've been doing radio?
Oh, only three.
30 years. You're still not getting any better, are you, Bill? And it's time for our little fright.
Victoria playing Tassie today in a one-dayer down there in Launceston. Victoria 2-for-130. They won the loss of toss and elected to not to bowl.
Hang on, what? You told me
I was the one. Marcus Harris. The only one who got your head undone. We had little, what was his name?
Marcus Sinclair.
Who do we have on?
Marcus Sinclair.
His name's Marcus Harris.
You've gone Marcus Sinclair. He's gone mad. Speaking of cricket, Marcus Lubashane.
Manus even, yep.
Manus, yeah, that's right. He always tricks me with his first name.
Does he?
Yeah.
I didn't see it the way
you wanted me to. Is Mitch Marsh, hard to say that.
Got him.
Pat Cummins' 11 took on Andrew Finch's 11.
Yes.
Or even Aaron.
Aaron Finch even. Yes.
Yes, got him. But the team of the moment at the Minia.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
Well, you're
what is this?
At the minute is Nabib.
Namibia.
Namibia. Yeah, thank you. Stephen Smith's got to come in.
For who?
Stoinis. Looking closely at the things you can't fool me.
Fastest 50
your hand up and say, I was wrong.
I got maybe got that wrong.
No, say it, Bill. Put your hand up. Say, sorry, Stoyne, I was wrong.
Sorry, Stoyne, I was wrong. Old Nambies.
Oh, my God.
Well, I nearly said it in the lead up because I was that excited to say
Namibia.
Oh. So, anyway.
Namibia.
Yes. Namibia.
Namibia. Yeah.
Well, they're out anyway.
We don't have to worry about it anymore.
Not for another 4 years.
Right.
And I don't reckon we'll. I won't be here.
Oh, brilliantly done by Matty in the booth, as always. Gee whiz, Bill. And what about right now, the T20 World Cup game? I'll have a guess who's playing.
Who?
Have a guess.
Namibia. No, Australia or England.
No, Afghanistan, Ireland. I just wanted you to say Namibia. I just wanted you to say Namibia.
What about, I should be good at the cricket stuff too, because I was a great all-rounder.
No.
With Essendon.
No.
Yes, I was.
No.
I should be better.
You should be.
Well, you should be better, but Simon O'Donnell said you weren't that great.
No, he wouldn't know Scuba.
He was the captain.
He was shit. Daryl Summers, I was going to say. Daryl Braithwaite. Did he sing that song?
Yes.
He did. Yeah, there you go. We've had him on twice, and he's two songs from Daryl today.
There you go.
There you go.
Ah, Bill. Well done.
Well done. Bit of nuff stuff from you, Joey, too, I heard in there.
Marcus Sinclair. I knew who it was. I was leading you in.
No, you were.
Marcus Sinclair Harris.
Marcus Sinclair Harris.
I know.
You forgot his surname.
I didn't. I was just leading you in.
He was on another station today, I heard. I thought he was exclusive Triple M.
Ooh.
I thought he was as well.
So we might text old Sinclair.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No. Or groan. That's truly horrific. This is Billy's joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
Here's one for you, Joseph Montagna.
Montagna.
Thank you. It's an Italian joke, okay? I've just got to get into my accent.
Okay.
Did you hear about the Italian chef with a terminal illness?
No, I didn't.
He passed away. Can only do so much. Now he's just a piece of history.
Was that a pizza history?
Yeah, pizza history. Rabbits.
Oh, Rabs.
See, the accent, the good joke, tick, tick, boom. No more accent trailer.
Slightly racist.
That's not racist.
Sorry, Nonna.
Nonna, I am sorry, Nonna. To all the Nonnas out there.
Oh, Bill.
I'm sorry for
that. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're a what?
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off here if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
How do you spell it?
LISTNR.
I feel good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by PointsBet. Built different. Faster, easier, better. Download the PointsBet app today. Gamble responsibly.